This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on his way at this hour to El Paso, Texas, where 22 people were killed in a mass shooting on Saturday. As he was leaving the White House, he told reporters it's not because of his rhetoric that such incidents are happening. He says it's mental illness and changes need to be made.
I think there's a great appetite to do something with regard to making sure that mentally unstable, seriously ill people aren't carrying guns. I've never seen the appetite as strong as it is now.
Later, he'll be visiting Dayton, Ohio, where 9 people died, 10 counting the gunman, in a mass shooting hours after the El Paso incident. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 500 points in early trading this morning as that U.S.-China trade war continues. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for 2 MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
We told you moments ago that Wall Street is lower because of concerns about the China trade war. Well, the president also was asked to comment on that as he was leaving the White House for El Paso.
I would have maybe anticipated even more, but ultimately it's going to go much higher than it ever would have gone because China was like an anchor on us. China was killing us with unfair trade deals.
At least a dozen people recovering from injuries after a panic in Times Square last night. Thousands of people went running and knocking into each other after hearing what they thought were gunshots. It turned out to be a motorcycle backfiring. A Texas congressman catching heat after posting a list of Donald Trump donors in his district. Democrat Joaquin Castro tweeted the names and employers of 44 San Antonio citizens who donated the federal maximum to the president's reelection campaign, writing, "The donors are fueling a campaign based on hate." And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A key U.S. senator weighs in on the president's strategy in Afghanistan. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Reports are the Trump administration's getting ready to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan as it's reached an initial deal with the Taliban. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he's hoping the administration won't go too far with this move.
Every commander I've talked to, the intelligence community says that Al-Qaeda and ISIS are reemerging in Afghanistan, that if we withdraw all of our forces, they can hit us in the region and here at home. This is exactly what they told President Obama. It is not right to leave.
Graham was speaking on Fox News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gas prices are down again. USA's John Clements reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, under these circumstances, some states like Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama may fall below the $2 per gallon mark. Meanwhile, the national average is down again.
The national average declining 2.5 cents in the last week and currently stands at $2.70 per gallon.
Motors in some other states are taking a hit with the highest prices.
California continues to lead with the highest average at $3.65, followed by Hawaii at $3.62 and Washington State at $3.26.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. Well, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Hanging in there, I hope. I know our nerves continue to be raw as we continue to grieve for America, for El Paso, Texas, Dayton, Ohio, Chicago. It seems like every weekend it is a time of grief for Chicago, but the mainstream media is speaking very little of that. Well, these weekend massacres, it seems that we're looking in all the wrong places for answers, our next guest says, who is a therapist, and he's going to help us understand what we're getting wrong when trying to understand the cause of the situation. Dr. Greg Jantz joins us now. Dr. Jantz, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good to be with you today. It's a tough topic, but one we need to talk about.
Well, and I think it's time. I mean, in terms of, because I think that when something like this happens, Dr. Jantz, immediately people want to know why. And sometimes in our sense of expediency, we're so quick to try to find an answer that some of this stuff, it takes time. It takes processing, does it not?
It does take some time, and also we need to dig deep and go, we've got a pattern of shootings in our country that have been going on for a while. And let's dig a little deeper and go, okay, what is this? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I want to speak about is something that we've seen the last 36 years as we've been treating this topic of depression.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and the thing is, I appreciate your approach on this, and I would also caution what's happening in certain cases already, Dr. Jantz. I don't know if you've noticed this, but some of the pundits, they want to be careful to protect sacred cows. I think if you're going to get to the answer here, you have to be open, no matter how painful it may be, to address these issues. And sometimes maybe we don't address them as delicately as we should. I mean, I don't think this is a time for political correctness. Emotions get raw. Words come out. And we need to allow those words to come out so that we can process out of them and hopefully wisdom reigning that we can discern a proper conclusion here. But if we're going to stifle speech and we're going to say, okay, you can't talk about mental illness in addressing this, then, you're already starting to handcuff the process.
Well, that's right. And that's why we're just going to be bold today and just say what we know to be true and what we've noticed, and let's do it.
Okay, good.
Right?
All right. Well, you're the doctor, so I'm in your hands. I'm on your couch. Okay, let's go. What are we going to do?
One of the things that we know, and of course this is an exciting week for me because we released the book Healing Depression for Life, but also the timing is such where we look at the shootings, we go, what do we see as common characteristics of individuals who move towards violence? And, there's certainly the influence, and I'll say, of evil that enters in, but what takes a person over the edge? some people with significant and severe depression and mental health issues, we know will turn it inward. Mm-hmm. Suicides are, we have record numbers of suicides, and if you look at ages 12 to 17, we got young people, and this is moving upwards to be the number one cause of death. Mm-hmm. Now that sounds really strange just to say that,
right.
Ages 12 to 17. So we've got suicide rates high, and we've got violence rates high. So we've got to look at what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So what are you discerning in all this? Because I agree that this has been noted, you know, depression, lack of mental clarity. And, I also note that loneliness comes into place. We're seeing studies where millennials, we're talking about that young group, that 12 to 17-year-old.
Yes.
Loneliness, key issue. I mean, and it's kind of unusual, you would think, in this socially minded, social media world in which we live in, that everybody's out there, they're, you know, Facebooking, Instagramming, and all that. But what we're finding out is that... that's more of a facade that people just aren't, in lieu of connecting and having relationships, they're on their devices, and that's just seems to be adding to the loneliness. It's not promoting any kind of relationships.
Well, here's what we know. The more that you actually spend online or in social media, and you're already depressed, you're already anxious, you will actually create more anxiety and depression.
Mm.
So if you feel isolated, which if we look at one of the traits of a person that moves towards violence or towards internal violence, suicide, is they, first of all, live with a great deal of isolation. They cut off from the normal peers they may have,
mm-hmm.
and they become isolated into their own world. And so that's one of our warning signs. Well, if you're depressed, you tend to isolate.
Mm-hmm.
You tend to stop doing things that are good for you to do.
Well, I've also found that your communication skills are blunted. You can be talking about something, and metaphorically here, I'm seeing this as an apple, and you go, no, it's a Cadillac. Well, our grasp of reality is altered as well, and what happens, you may be, earlier talking to your young child or your teenager, and everything, you've had some good years, you're talking, all of a sudden they hit this, this kind of valley in their life, and
yes.
Man, it's apples and oranges. I mean, you're not even talking, you're not even communicating. And so what I have found in my observation, Dr. Jance, is that it just promotes more isolation, because what happens is parents get frustrated. I don't know how to relate to you. I don't know how to talk to you. Come back to me when you get out of this phase. And that is really tough. That's the last thing that somebody who's already heading in that direction needs, is to be cut off, right?
Yes, and to be cut off. And here's the other danger point. Oftentimes there's been significant trauma when there's been depression, and it's unresolved trauma. It is just, maybe it's sexual abuse, physical abuse, but it's just a lot of unresolved trauma in a person's life. So we cut off and isolate, and then we feel, if a person feels a sense of betrayal, if they feel a sense of rejection, this is the point. This is the tipping point that can move them over to an area of violence. So, it's the young man who's in his early 20s. He's isolated. He's had a lot of trauma. He feels like he's already failed. He feels unlovable. And something has happened. He feels betrayal and rejection. He acts out in violence. Because the next step we take it is revenge.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about looking at what we know, the other things that we know is that almost all, 99% of these acts, these horrific, violent acts that have occurred, have been by young men. Have they not?
Absolutely. It
so,
is usually young men.
So why not girls?
Well, we'll talk about that.
Okay, yeah, because you can hear the music, and this is going to be a long answer. But we're taking full advantage of you being here. So while we have a couple of seconds, remind everybody of your new book that just released.
Well, it's an exciting week, Healing Depression for Life, and there is answers. Healing Depression for Life.
And where can they go for more information on that, Dr. Jantz?
A Place of Hope, aplaceofhope.com.
Well, Dr. Greg Jantz is with us, author of the book Healing Depression for Life, and we're getting into this topic a little deeper, beyond the 8-second soundbites of what you're hearing on the mainstream media. Lucky for you, because this is really important for us to process the pain that we're all feeling right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stings, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down.
Our conversation with Dr. Greg Janz continues, author of the book Healing Depression for Life, which is brand new on the shelf, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking about things that we know as a result of these mass shootings that took place last weekend. We had 51 people shot in Chicago, 7 fatally. And Dr. Janz, let me tell you, I'm glad that you're mentioning Chicago, because the mainstream media has flat out ignored Chicago. It's almost like every weekend we get a body count out of Chicago, and it's just like, oh, hum. But I guess Chicago doesn't quite fit into the mainstream agenda right now. It's sad that we have to deal with agendas and that we can't deal with objective reality.
Right, right. Yes, and, you know, you'd ask the question, Blake, you know, why do we have so many young men doing shootings and violence, and we don't see it so much with females?
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked at this. In fact, we've looked at what causes a person to turn to the violence. And we know that many times, and I'm going to make a general statement, that a female is dealing with trauma generally different, and they're least likely to go to a destructive revenge mode, harming others. It's just a pattern. You can look at it, and I know there's some that are going to maybe say, you know, I'm not being fair to genders, or I'm biased, but if you look at there is a female.
Well, the numbers are empirical. It's harder to deny the numbers. I mean, you got 99%. The only time there was a woman involved was in San Bernardino with the guy's wife. You know, they're involved. Other than that, it's all young men.
Yes, and the females are usually turning it inward. We're going to see higher numbers of suicide with the females. And we're going to see where there's been significant trauma in the young man's life. We're going to see more on the violence continuum.
Mm-hmm. Is it maybe just because of the wiring of the female being nurturers?
You know,
the nurturing component?
We've got to look at what the science show us, and we know that there is a wiring of brains that are different.
Yeah.
We can look at this in many different ways, but science will show us that we have brain differences that are very distinct. And so under trauma, under depression, under significant anxiety, we will typically handle things differently.
Some analysts, Dr. Janz, have said that, the component of sex comes into play here, the lack thereof, that they're, what do they call them, incels, or voluntary incels or whatever, or, that element, that they're celibate. And that this is causing frustration. I mean, and they're putting it out there. And it's interesting that's a dynamic and some consideration, because this is probably, since the era when I was growing up and it was love the one you're with, this has become quite a hookup culture. But yet there is a number of boys, maybe because it's such a hookup culture and you're not hooking up and you're missing out, maybe that's adding to the frustration and rejection.
Well, it could be. We also know there's an enormous amount of gender confusion.
Mm-hmm.
We see situations of folks. Now, we work with individuals who come from all over the country to go through our program and get help for depression. Now, I'm going to tell you, we see a fair number who come through and they're younger, and there's just gender confusion.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different messages from our culture. And so with that confusion, it adds to the depression, anxiety. The big question that they're asking is, well, who am I and where do I fit in?
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know,
in most cases, that's our number one question in humanity. And if you're further down the spectrum of confusion, how much more discombobulating can that be, right?
There you go. So, you know, we do a lot of just helping sort out confusion. And let me just add, when a person has moved towards significant depression and they're despondent and there's despair, you've stepped over a line and you're no longer dealing in reality.
Mm-hmm.
That despair and despondency, you don't see things in reality. And so we tend to make, in that mode, a lot of probably really dangerous decisions. This is a person who may, you know, under influence of alcohol or drugs, take their life or take the lives of others.
How can parents or friends, you know, deal with this, you know, Dr. Jens? Because I'm thinking that what's needed, especially when you get somebody that is so over the top, if you're ill-equipped, I mean, you're only praying to God that, oh, can I say the right word that's going to get this person off the ledge and get him, you know, get him back over the line to where he can, you know, can get some healing, can get some help. Because when they're in that dark space, I mean, some of those spaces can be pretty dark, and it's, you know, without the grace of God, it's irretrievable.
That's right. That's right. You know, well, first of all, we need to really understand there are warning signs when a person's in trouble. And if you're living with somebody who has significant depression, it's frustrating for you because you probably feel like you've tried everything and they're not changing and you don't know what to do and you're frustrated. And so that's what it's like. And if you have the person who, or you are the person who's suffering from depression and you feel very, a lot of despair and hopelessness, that's a frightening place to be. And I just want to acknowledge, because of the numbers of people who are suffering from this, there's those that are hearing our voice today, that this is them.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, first of all, gather more information. This may sound funny, but of all the time in history, this is the best time to be depressed. And here's why. We had the best treatments, best resources when we look at it from a whole person point of view. And by that, I mean, yes, we've got to look at, you know, relationships, trauma. We've got to look at what's going on in our body chemistry, nutrient deficiencies, hormones, spiritual issues. When we do a comprehensive whole person approach and begin to look at putting pieces back into place, into our puzzle, there is hope. And I say that because I see lives change. If we're depressed, if we're anxious, and we're only going to do one thing, let's say I'm just going to take this pill and that's all I'm going to do, we probably will end up being disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's a process. It's you know, I often use the metaphor. It's like, you know, getting fat. You know, you do it over time. You wake up and you go, wow, I'm really fat. I got to do something about this. Took you time to get there. It's going to take you time to get out of there. And along the same way, you know, going back to our earlier point about the impact, you know, particularly when it comes to guns and women. Yet, as you reported, I think this was last month, the deaths by suicide, alcohol, drugs, reach all-time high in the U.S., and it's women that are getting hardest hit in that category, right?
It is. And we're looking at this and going, okay, so many of these lives, we want to get the word out because though things can be very, very rough, and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
There is hope, but people don't know what to do. When you reach that point of total being overwhelmed and you feel like, well, I'm taking this medication and you feel like there's no hope.
Yes.
So we need to get the word out that, yeah, no, there is hope. We've got to do this right. It takes some time,
mm-hmm.
but let's do this. Because there's hope. There's hope spiritually. There's hopes, and we need to be really teaming with somebody that can guide us down the right path.
Yeah, and you have to have some sense of forecast of the future. You're going to lose hope if you're not thinking about tomorrow. If you're not thinking down the road, you know, who you're marrying, what children are waiting to come in the world right now because of you, and without you, they would not be there. What significant contribution to our culture is within your mind, even though you're frustrated and that's probably the last thing you'd ever think of, but what would we miss out because you're not here? Family dinners, how many holiday periods of time is there going to be an empty chair and you're going to remember it, and it's going to be sad? Because you're missing,
yeah.
You know, and without thinking about the future, you are going to lose hope. And Dr. Jens, again, we thank you so much. Congratulations on the book. 5 seconds. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, the best way is simply go to aplaceofhope.com.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right.
Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on his way at this hour to El Paso, Texas, where 22 people were killed in a mass shooting on Saturday. As he was leaving the White House, he told reporters it's not because of his rhetoric that such incidents are happening. He says it's mental illness and changes need to be made.
I think there's a great appetite to do something with regard to making sure that mentally unstable, seriously ill people aren't carrying guns. I've never seen the appetite as strong as it is now.
Later, he'll be visiting Dayton, Ohio, where 9 people died, 10 counting the gunman, in a mass shooting hours after the El Paso incident. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 500 points in early trading this morning as that U.S.-China trade war continues. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Leave. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Bill Martinez live.
Before the top of the hour, welcome back. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. My good friend Carl Gallups joins us now. Carl, always an honor to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, it's always my honor to be with you. Doing great. I trust everything's well with you and all the folks in your fine audience.
Yes, although we've got this ongoing Trump derangement syndrome that people are suffering from right now, Carl, and you as a pastor, a former police officer, looking at the events that happened over the weekend, the media only wants to talk about 2 mass murder events. I guess Chicago is so it doesn't matter anymore. You can't count that as a third event, although there were 7 people murdered in Chicago over this last fateful weekend that saw, murders in Dayton, Ohio, and in El Paso, Texas.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And, Bill, look, I know you've talked about it ad nauseum. Everybody else is as well. But I think most people they're missing the bigger picture, and I know you haven't, but I mean, everybody's talking about these stories and the shootings, and you're right. I mean, there are, we'll call it mass murders that happen all the time. And I know that's not politically correct to say, but when you look at the sheer number, the sheer volume of people who are killed in gun violence in some of our major metropolitan areas, almost all of them run and controlled by liberal leftists.
Yes.
The media wants to stay away from that. Plus, you've just got this pure fake news, absolute twisting and perverting, hypocritical reporting. For example, let me just give you this quick example. MSNBC, Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, of course, what's her name?
Mika Brzezinski.
Brzezinski, yeah. Yeah, so she says that it looks like, quote, President Trump is wanting violence at the hands of white nationalists. And she goes on to explain her reasoning, this article says. She says, quote, you have to ask questions, Joe. I'll ask you, isn't it okay to deduce that at this point, this is what Trump wants? He's inciting hatred, inciting violence, inciting racism. She says, if he doesn't unequivocally call it off and say this is wrong and we stand together against this, then in fighting hate crimes, I mean, this is a president who seems to want these things to happen. How else can this be explained if he doesn't, quote, call it off now?
Well,
watch this.
Yeah.
Put in, I tell your audience, challenge your audience, just put into Google or any other search engine, I put these three words in. Trump denounces shootings. Just to see. Just to see. All right? What, listen to the headlines. CBS News, Trump on shootings. President Donald Trump urges the nation to condemn white supremacy. He condemns white supremacy. New York Times, Trump condemns white supremacy. LA Times, Trump denounces El Paso and Dayton shootings, condemns white supremacy, white nationalism. Washington Post, El Paso shooting, death toll increases to 22. President Trump on Monday denounced racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. So, some of the most liberal major media in the nation they're reporting that Trump has done it, is doing it, is continually doing it. And I'm going to tell you what they're mad about. Almost all of these articles went on to say, but he stopped short of strict gun control laws. Well, see, that's what they're after, Bill. That's what this whole thing is about. But you and I and your brilliant audience knows it is not about gun control laws. The best example I can give is one generation ago when I was a kid in high school in a rural area of Northwest Florida. Florida, all of us guys, we went hunting after school in the fall, dove hunting, etc. We all had shotguns in our cars, rifles in deer season. We all had firearms in our cars. Now, they were in the parking lot. The cars were locked. But listen, in all my years in school, junior high, high school, and then even afterwards, I was later a deputy sheriff in that same county for years afterwards, even did criminal investigations there. There were no school shootings. There were no school. We didn't even talk about it. We had guns in our car. In our cars. Nobody talked about that. Nobody threatened that. So I ask, what's happened in one generation? One generation. It's not the guns, because we had schools flooded with guns in my day, and I'm telling you, I lived through all of that, and not a word was ever, did we have fights behind the gym and all that stupid stuff?
Yes, right.
Yes, yep. But did we even threaten, I'm going to go to my car and get a gun, I'm going to shoot this school up? No.
No.
But I'm telling you, that began to flood our culture when the liberal leftists, and I'm not blaming it all on them, it's demonic, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
It's the giving over to the depraved mind that the Bible talks about. But it's being pushed along by the liberal leftist agenda of open this, open borders, open, you know, I mean, this
call. Well, it's lawlessness, Carl.
Well, that's it. Drug addictions, opioid crisis, lawlessness, rule of law being thrown down, and then I'm going to say, I'm not blaming this on Obama, but I'm going to say, in his 8 years in office, he ratcheted up the whole racism spirit in our nation. I mean, that could have been my son. The police acted stupidly, and on. See, so these leftist clowns, these buffoons, these court jesters that are in Hollywood and in our public mainstream media today. This is why President Trump says it's all fake news. This is all fake media. And a lot of what's happening is actually being driven along by these leftists and the fake news and people like Sheila Brzezinski.
Mika Brzezinski. Yeah, or Mika. I always get confused.
I've always heard it pronounced Mika, but there's no.
Mika. Yeah, but you know, to your point exactly. But you know, it's interesting how they assign and want the president to be attached to words like white supremacy and racism and everything. But it's like, okay, count down how many times the mainstream media is using racist words and racist terminology. Don Lemon on CNN, I mean, he's doing a debate and he unequivocally says the president is a racist. And then what happens is two or three of the Democratic candidates echo the same thing, and it was just like, okay, he's not only a racist, he's a super racist. Oh, no, he's a super, super racist. Oh, did you say super, super? I mean, he is a three times squared racist. Racist. I mean, you know, it's just like, what are you, based on what?
Yeah, well, here's the problem. That is, it became, during the Obama years especially, the new catchword. If you even questioned Obama, you were a racist. If you even
exactly.
talked about the possibility that something might be wrong with his birth certificate, even after his own publishers for 17 years declared he was born in Kenya. But if you declare it, if I say, yeah, well, let's look at that. Well, you're
right.
a racist. And
right.
So it became this push-button, hot-point, flashpoint word. But see, like every other flashpoint,
idiosyncratic
word.
Right.
What happens is they lose their power after a while.
Exactly.
So they have to up the ante. And then it's a super racist, a super, super racist, a hyper racist, because they know that what's happening, people are just getting sick of it. I mean,
yes.
Call me a racist every time I open my mouth pretty soon. I mean, if we're all racist, then really nobody's a racist.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it's come down to. It's really, and so that's why they have to find new hyperbole to reach for, and but it doesn't bring us any closer together. It just divides us all the more, which, as you've reported before, Carl, this plays into, you know, these communist manifestos that have been out there that Hillary Clinton followed.
Sure.
The Democratic Party has been the party of division and the party of the KKK, but yet I don't understand to this day why Black America would align itself with a party that is killing their children. I mean, and not even by accident. I mean, blatantly going in and supporting Planned Parenthood institutions to go in and abort their children, but yet they still vote Democrat.
Yeah, I know. And it's a societal phenomena that mm-hmm. has many different veins to it. But some of it is just, you know, it's tradition. It's the way
right.
people are raised. It's what they've been told all their lives. Of course, when the government handout system came along, it wasn't just for
right.
people. But
Carl, we got to go to break real quick. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
Okay.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airlines.
airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Martinez here, pastor, former law enforcement officer, decorated officer, I might say. And my dear friend Carl Gallups continues with us here as we pick up the conversation. Carl, as you said, you know, the political system has really hindered the growth and development of Black America. I mean, when you look at the policies of the Democratic Party and what they've done to Black America, they've absolutely decimated. You had this multi-gazillionaire out of New York go to them and say, look it, give me a shot. What have you got to lose? You just experienced 8 years under a Black president. How did he serve you? Did he serve you well? Well, that was a poignant question, and that was a tough question for them to answer. And they had to, for those that were honest, said, you know what, you're right. We didn't get a whole lot out of this deal. Now, yeah. Donald Trump comes in. They got the lowest unemployment they've had in their history. They're making more money. Their average per hour wage has gone up. It is a vertical line almost now. When you look at it on the charts, what he has done for minorities across the board, what he's done for our country, our economy is so robust, an economy that was supposed to be only, we're going to be lucky to hit 1.8, maybe 2%, all we could hope for. First quarter, we are 3.2. And I would say that if we had any kind of cooperation from the Democratic Party, the China trade deal would be in the bag. The MCA should have been signed off a long time ago. That would have taken care of the trade arrangements with Mexico and Canada. We already have Japan already negotiated, European partners taken care of, and China would have no other alternative but to negotiate and play fair. But because of this resistance and what the Democrats have done to our country, this thing is languishing, and we're paying a bit of a price right now, unnecessarily, and it's all brought to you by the resistance of the Democratic Party because they hate Trump.
Yeah, well said, my friend. No, Trump derangement syndrome has absolutely crippled the mental agility of those on the left and a whole lot of our population. But as you and I know, and as you and I have spoken of many times, and as, again, your brilliant audience, the vast majority of them know, whenever you have to look at complete idiocy being pronounced truth or the way to go, or this is what's going to deliver us and save us, and things that just don't make sense, things that don't add up, things that the statistics don't support, like gun control will end all violence. I mean, that's ludicrous, and that's just one example. But when you see these things and hear these things over and over, we need to have our borders open because that's the thing to do. What? What? What
right.
Nation in the world has an open border?
And give them free medical care, by the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could go on and on. But the point I'm making is line up these things that make no sense. And when you have to scratch your head at that, you see, number one, 99.5% of all of the stuff that makes no sense for the last 20, 30 years is coming from the left.
Yes.
And then when you consider the reason they make no sense is because they make no sense, which means they're doing it on purpose.
Exactly.
These people are not of us. They are not for us. They are a part of the globalist agenda. A lot of this is being run along by demonic input. That's what the Word of God says.
And right.
Plus, it's being driven by people who don't know any better, who are simply wanting as many government handouts as possible, and these leftists are the ones that are saying, we'll give you whatever you want, free, full education, free housing, a salary. You don't even have to work. We'll give you a salary. Well, of course, but the only thing they want is to get in power so they can get their hands on the reins of this economic engine, this economic military machine, and bring it down to a crumbling halt so the global agenda can come in. Next time you and your audience and I scratch our heads and say, what are they thinking? Please remember, they are thinking the destruction of America. It's as simple as that.
And the pushback has been Donald Trump and 63 million voters that rallied around the candidate to make him president of the United States in spite of all the maneuverings of Hillary Clinton and the deep state, which is slowly but surely being found out as we head into our next election cycle, when you've already had Google, Carl, say, look, we're going to do everything we can to forget about putting our thumbs on the scale. If it requires elbows, kneecaps, whatever, we're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that Donald Trump does not become that he doesn't gain re-election.
Yeah, and to me, that either borders on illegal or becomes blatantly illegal. It's the purposed tweaking and interference in a lawful election. When you take a major source of information that's making money, it's a money-making information internet resource, and say, we're going to use this machine to basically twist the facts, lie to the people if necessary, in order to affect the outcome of the presidential election. That has got to be illegal at some level.
Didn't they just go crazy over, you know, the implication, the slight implication of a Russian interference in our election process?
Yes.
But I guess if it's domestic, if it happens domestically, it's okay, I guess.
Yes. Now, here's a good example. What did we just say a minute ago? And you're right that we did have that example. So it was wrong for Trump to do it, but it's okay for Hillary Clinton, Fusion GPS, Steele, FISA courts, and Google to do it. And you say, how can that be? That makes no sense. It's because it's being done on purpose. They hate us. They are not for us. This is a purposed Saul Alinsky. And
yes.
The rest of us, we're just out here trying to make a living. We're mowing the grass. We're paying the bills. We're trying to plan for the future. We're educating our children. We're just enjoying American life, the little short life that we have as people. And then, but these leftists, they're playing for keeps. They're playing
yes.
for blood and guts. They want the whole thing. And it all, for those of your audience that knows the Word of God, it all goes back to the throne of Satan. He is moving quickly towards his agenda of ruling this planet.
Well, no surprise at all. Carl, I know we're getting to the point where I need to let you go. It is
yes.
reluctantly that I do, but I know that you've got another interview to do. But I want to thank you very much. Where can people go for more information very quickly?
It's as simple as myname.com. CarlGallops.com. CarlGallops.com. They can find out everything there, including my latest book release.
Carl, thank you so much for being with us always. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you as well.
Carl Gallops, my dear friend, former law enforcement officer, author of the book Gods of Ground Zero. And as he was sharing with us, I mean, it's important for you to understand, especially, you know, for people of faith, this is no surprise what's going on. We know that it's heading this way, but also understand, you know, for people of faith, this is not foreign to you, that when there is resistance that takes place, then we start to see a clear delineation between the forces of good and evil. And that's what's clear. And the left does not want you to be discerning. It's all wrapped up in a confusing package. The mainstream media is complicit with all this. And even though maybe part of you might say, look, at some of the, in the mainstream media, those are my family members and that sort. Well, you know, as Spartacus said the other night, you know, if you're drinking the Kool-Aid and you don't know what flavor it is, then you might be subject to criticism and questioning. And this is what's going on here. And we, at a time when we need the mainstream media to be vigilant and to be honest, they've abandoned their position. They really are AWOL on behalf of the American people. And thank God we live in an information age, and there's a reason the information age is in operation today, so that all channels of truth are not blocked off. Otherwise, you imagine, I mean, if we were in some other country where the media was controlled by the government, like Venezuela, where there's no information, there's no release, or China, you don't have anything coming in, North Korea, you know, what do you have to counter the narrative of the government? You know, but we have talk shows like this one and others around the country. There's outlets, there's internet publications that are out there that are doing everything they can to make sure that the truth is being put out there unhindered. And for as long as we can get away with it, because you got to understand, there are forces that are doing everything they can to squash this radio show and others and other internet outlets to keep them from, you know, telling you the truth, to making you aware that there is a force that wants open borders. And for what? To jeopardize the American dream, the American way of life. It's not like this is a surprise and this hasn't happened. I mean, this has been going on, the truth be known. It's been going on since America became a nation. There were antithetical forces that did not want this American experiment to succeed. And here we are, in spite of all that resistance, look at the rich history that we've been able to enjoy some 243 years. But if we're going to continue on to the 244th and 255th for our grandkids and our great-grandkids, then it's important that this generation have the courage and step up and take a stand for law and order. I thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.